You don't know what I've been through. Let me share my story with you. All the things that he brought me through. My stormy days and my rainy days. You don't know all the tears I've cried, the things I've kept bottled up inside, trying my best to be strong, waiting on God and holding on.
Oh, my. Sure. praise. Just lift that sound everywhere. God can do anything.
God can do anything.
Get something on your mind to say you can.
God can do anything.
What you think is impossible is possible to God. God can do.
That's right. God can do anything. He can heal and mend a broken heart. I just want to tell everyone in the family that Derek is going on to a better place. Mama Liz is going on to a better place. And Kyrie is going on to a better place. Just that, just like that, three of my close family members have gone on to see the Lord. And they didn't die from COVID-19. And if you all looked at Channel 10, I was on Channel 10, and they were asking about the zip code that I live in. The spike in COVID is at an all-time high in 95823, my zip code. And so they called me and asked me, would I do an interview? And I did the interview, and it went on well, but there's still people not paying attention. And so I'm going to take a break in the praise for a minute and just get a couple of callers to talk about the situations that we find ourselves in with the rioting in Atlanta for the brother that was killed there. We're still mourning Mr. Floyd, and just so much going on in the world. Without further ado, I got my brother for you, Sir Mike. Sir Mike,
sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate your taking my call, sir, team, and again, our heart and mind and soul goes with you and your beloved family and our condolences worldwide to you, indeed. Brother team, you know, first of all, when things went so bad in Atlanta, Georgia, at Vindale, and you know, we saw the videos. We have many different angles of the videos that what happened. We know that he was framed. Yes, indeed. You know, if the cop wants, you know, many times cop catch you and they release you. Say, okay, you're a good driver, good citizens. You know, for some reason, when they run his, you know, his plate, maybe something came out and just they wanted just to get this Mr. Brooks. I don't deny that. But at the same time, we saw that he did talk too much to the police. We do not, first of all, you have a right. You have a Fifth Amendment right. And therefore, you know, you need to say very, you don't have to say anything to the police, you know. But he said, yes, I have been drinking this and that and et cetera. That's not right approach. And although he was to be nice with them, but the police was trying to catch him anyway because they had the plan just to destroy another black lives person. But at the same time, there is a video in the YouTube. It's called Don't Talk to Police. And this lawyer, he comes and 46 minutes, and exactly, I listened to the video, and I see the mistakes as done by Mr. Brooks. It's exactly what it shows. If he would not talk, they could not do anything to him. Probably they would let him go. They say, okay, park your car, go to your sister home by walk. You know, at the most, you know. But when you talk to the police, they use it against you, the wording, whatever you say, and they use it against you, and they trap you, and unfortunately, this incidents happen more and more and more. So the best is to know your law. I mean, illegal immigration in the United States, I mean, illegal Latinos without prejudice, you know, they have their own law. It says, if ICE knock on your door, don't answer it. You see, they have a booklet for them. I mean, why should we not have a booklet for, say, for general? Everybody has to know it. Know your rights. When the police wants to talk to you or something like that, you know, you do not talk in front of police, even with your lawyer. Only you talk to your lawyer in the secure area. That's it. I mean, you should know your rights. And if we don't know our rights, this happens more and more and more. Go ahead, Sirti.
Yes, you are correct, Sir Mike. Just today, I seen the police talking to a young man. He may have been 25 or younger. And the young man, goodness gracious, I hate fireworks, y'all. I ain't gonna lie, that was one of the big ones right there. But I overheard how he was talking to the officer, and I wanted to get out and engage myself, but I allowed them to handle their business. But the young man did not know how to talk to the police, first of all. And he kept putting his hands, you know, a lot of people, when they talk with their hands, and he studied waving his hands. And at any time, the police can fear for their life, or say they fear for their life, turn on the body cam and see this guy keep waving his arms and waving them. And he don't know if this guy's going to fight him or not. And so the officer had his hand on his taser. And so I'm just watching just to make sure everything was good, you know. And they got out of it. I guess the police found out that, you know, it wasn't worth him going any further with him. He checked his license. I guess everything was good. It's just the way the guy was talking to him. And so we have to know how to talk to the police. That's one thing. If you is going to talk to them, you have to just say yes, sir, and then don't say anything else, because you have a right not to say anything. Go ahead, Sir Mike. I have another call. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. Indeed. I support you 100% on that. And I hope you play this Don't Talk to the Police 46-minute from YouTube video in one of your shows after, of course, all the things goes calm down in your life, of course. We hope sooner, but later you can do that. That would be great help to your listeners. And then we can have a panel and we can talk, and then we can connect in to other incidents that it has happened, and what would be happen if this person would not say this, suppose. For example, I'm not putting again, you know, because once you are under influence of whatever, then you may say things, you may loosen up. We don't want you to loosen up to nobody. You have right to remain silent, and you need a right to an attorney, and you have, I mean, we saw that everything happened, even his car was behind another car, and they were so busy, and no car was moving. They say that he was park his car in the driveway, and sometimes it takes time for food to be ready. Anybody can go have a little bit rest, and then, you know, when they see it's moved up, then they start the car or they move forward. I mean, we want to know that who's called in for this, Mr. Brooke as well, too. He or she is guilty as a hell, too, for creating this mess for the police and for the beloved family of the Mr. Brooks. Thank you very much.
I thank you, too. I thank you for calling in and speaking out, brother. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. LP, I see you're in here. What's going on,
right,
LP?
Here, right. All right, now nothing, man. Just chilling out and heard what didn't happen. And it's been, what, less than 2 weeks? And we had another killing by the police hand. I heard in the compound I live in, I've heard one of the custodians talking to a lady about that. And he said, God will take care of it. God take care of those who take care of themselves. He take care of fools and babies. But I told him this. When you join the military, they sign you up. They give you this lump sum of money. You belong to them. They clothe, house, and feed you. They train you to fight. They take you over there where the fighting is going. What you going to do? You going to fight or die? They killing us like that. What are we going to keep doing? We can't keep turning the other cheek. This has been going on more than before we was even thought of. I mean, it's like before our mothers and fathers got together, who created us. This has been going on since then. It ain't a damn thing changed at all. Nothing. So I asked him, I said, what folks to do? If they come over here and if they killed your firstborn or your last child, what you going to do? It don't make any sense anymore. It's senseless killings that don't mean a damn. And this is they killing us more than we killing each other. And that's so for real now. You know, if they can get on their radio and find out our background, we should be able to find out about theirs. That's my opinion of that. Okay? But I'm going to say this again, and we've been saying this for years. Y'all go vote. Your vote may never count before, but I swear to you, it'll count now because we got to get him out of there. And when once he's out, he become just as ordinary as we do. Hopefully they get him on everything that he's been doing, and they will. But we got to get him out because if he get another 4 years, that's four more years of hell we're going to really go through. And it's going to be thicker and harder than it's ever been before because it's thicker right now. So if you let him get in, I told you this. It's going to go from worse to worser, and there's no such word. But before it's all over, there will be. So do the right thing and march on this. And when we're protesting, let's do it clean. Okay? You protesting and you walking down the street and this window was broken when you got there, don't go in there. Catch 22. Don't go in there. Don't listen to everything they say. If you're in doubt, then you sure in the hell want to check it out. It's nothing personal. I got a black doctor, female. That's what I want. To go, let it be behind the hands of somebody else, not because of racism. So get your ass to the polls. Get that paper and go on so they can send it to you. Again, I'm going to tell you this about that. If you can make it to the poll, make it to the poll. This is worth standing in line like our mothers and fathers did back in the 60s. So let's get up off your ass and let's get out there and get this man out of there. That's the beginning of change right there. If we can get Trump out of office, that man, that's the beginning right there. So let's do this. I'm going to be here until it's over, Tim. Holler back at me.
Sound like a winner, brother. Hey, so right. I won't open the door about the two men in California that were hung. I'll let y'all think on that. I'll play another gospel song. It's gospel just because I need it. I need to hear a word from the Lord, y'all.
I felt this pain yesterday.
Touch me.
Cause I made so many mistakes. I mean, I stumbled and sang. And I did not think I could ever be made over, cleaned up. But somehow I believe tonight. And if you put your healing hand on me, every one of my sins, every one of my sins will be washed away.
Thank you, Father God, for saving me from me. I thank God for lifting me up out of the gutter and just showing me the right way to live my life. And I promise God that every day that I live and every breath I take, it'll be for Him, for saving me from me. This is Gospel Hours, man, and, you know, I'm not feeling it today. Today I'm just, you know, I'll be in a good mood, jumpy mood. I'm in a good mood, but I do know that life is to be lived. And once life is gone, it's gone. And so I have a few family members that have passed on, and they'll never be able to discuss things like we discuss on this radio show. They won't be able to sing and praise and rejoice, and it's over. They're going on with the Father, so they'll be doing it there, but not here. And I'm going to miss them. I dearly and truly will miss my family members. Yeah. So what I was saying is that two African-American died by being hung. Now, both cases, they say, were suicides, 50 miles apart, 50 miles apart. And a caller had called me yesterday and asked me, do I think it is the KKK? And I said, I don't know. And what I did say is, if the police can't kill you one way, they're going to start doing what they've been doing, hanging and lynching folks. That's just what I said. In a minute, I'm going to ask you what you're talking about. What do you think about that? I'm going to give y'all a couple of minutes because really I'm in my worship and praise, but I got some callers that's lined up right now. We'll talk about that hanging or them hangings. But before we do that, let me show you how big God is.
Let's go. I don't know what you're going through, but we stop by to tell you that what's in front of you is bigger than what's behind you. Your destiny, your promise, your future. You might as well shout before you get it, because God sent me here to tell you that what He has for you is gonna be big.
I believe
that it's my season.
That it's my season.
You ought to declare that over your own life. Say, I believe.
I believe.
That it's my time.
That it's my time.
It's my time.
It's my time.
And I can feel it.
And I can feel it.
Say breakthroughs in the room.
Breakthroughs in the room.
It's yours if you want it. Anticipating.
Anticipating.
God's getting ready to move.
God's getting ready to move.
Listen, you ought to declare this over your own life. Say it. God, he's working a miracle just for me. And it's going to be. Listen, don't let negativity, doubt, or your haters convince you that God is not about to bless you. It's going to be. What's in front of you is bigger than what's behind you. You got to learn how to praise God before you get it. Say, I believe.
I believe.
That it's my season.
That it's my season.
It's my season.
It's my season.
And I believe.
I believe.
That it's my time.
Talking to me, Tim?
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yes, hi. I think Brother Tim is kind of dropped, I think. Or I mean, can you hear me, everybody?
Let's go.
Yes, Jesus. Come on, you can praise him. Come on, you can praise him. Hallelujah. And God.
God, we, your people, are going to be obedient. As you decree, let everything that have breath give you the praise.
Thank you, Father God. I apologize, everyone. It's got a lot going on in my life and around me. I'm going to go to the phone line one time and ask Sir Mike. Sir Michael, are you there?
Yes, of course. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, sorry. I know I thought you were dropped. I'm sorry that you were dropped. Anyway, regarding your question, I mean, we have seen in Palm Springs, is it Palm Desert or Palm Springs? I forget. Sometimes I mix up. I think it was Palm Desert. And then they found, African-American male was hanged or lynched, let's put it that way. And we saw another one in Victorville. So therefore, what I think is, if you, I'm sure everybody saw, Mississippi is burning. And so the way I saw in the movie, the way things happening, I think California is burning now. So yes, I strongly believe it's the work of the KKK, indeed.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. And yes, my phone had dropped for a minute, but I thank you for coming on. LP, are you there?
And they pay a fine, but they didn't. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Talk to me.
Okay. Go ahead on, LP.
Yeah. What was the question? What did you say earlier?
I was talking about two brothers that were hung. That hung themselves or lynched.
Now, how you gonna hang yourself? And if you do, it's gonna be at chair level, and they were up higher than that. So how you gonna hang yourself? You know? Like I told you, I was talking with him, and he said, well, God take care of it. God will take care of those who take care of themselves. And it seemed like to me that's what the hell we're going to have to start doing, taking care of ourselves. And if they don't want to act right, then throw them out of your pod, because it's going to be pods of people in certain spots. If they can't be accordingly within the laws of the pod, then they need to be. You let them be outcasts. How do I feel about the hanging? It's sad. Folks won't even shoot theyself, let alone hang theyself. And this is modern day where that's what they do. They'll stab a shooter. They won't hang their own self. Not too many of them. So, man. We trying to stop it, and they hanging themselves. Come on. Come on, y'all. The writing's been on the wall for years. It's deep and edged in there in the 20th. So, I gotta be like Uncle Sam. I'm out here, and it's either kill or be killed, because this is what it's coming to. I'm not trying to raise up or start a damn thing. But what are we supposed to do? What is left for us to do? Somebody call in and tell me I'm wrong. Think so. I'm not trying to start up that. But what are we supposed to do to stop them from doing what they're doing? What is it we supposed to say? We're not going to sign nothing but our paycheck. Because right now, at this date and time, we'd be a damn fool to sign anything. I don't care how much you read it, how much it is to read. I don't want to sign it. So what are we supposed to do? Where we're at in the 20th century, what are we supposed to do? Tim, tell your callers, call in. We'd like to hear from either side.
tells me that I am his own.
You know my name, you know my name, you know my name. You know my name.
Tasha Cobb Leonard, you know my name. Father God, I'm thanking you for knowing my name. I thank you for your grace and mercy over my life. A lot going on in this world we live in, y'all. A lot going on, man. I just ask God to see us all through it. Wow.
And y'all ever seen, y'all ever been in church with a, or seen it on TV where preachers touch people and they fall out? I mean, the anointing just that high, they be like, they be falling out. Man, I was in revival like this, and I'm in line, right? Everybody in front of me had fell out. I was like, ooh. Because I'm going to be honest, I don't mind falling out sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, I want to do what it takes, you know what I'm saying, to help the ministry, right?
Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life, back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most unlovable part of me?
So good.
Keep on bound, that's not what superheroes do.
Yes,
you're the Savior.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you. Yes. I don't wanna love nobody, love nobody but you.
To God be the glory. We're going to end this one. I only wanted to do an hour. I had a long day today. It's been a stressful day today, but I had to give God the glory today. I'll talk to you almost sooner than later. God bless.
It's the Gospel Hour on Blog Talk Radio with DJ One Gun. For prayer requests, call us at 347-205-9722. That's 347-205-9722. God bless.